Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My boy Andy Sheehan had me glued to the television last night. Fantastic investigation about these PPP loans. Man, about $600,000 worth. Looks like scam money. Looks like... folks are setting up fake businesses and getting tens of thousands of dollars. And this is in Braddock. They don't have two nickels to rub together out there. And I wonder how deep this is, if this is all over America, and if we're all getting ripped off because we are paying for it. I had to grab Sheehan this morning. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How you doing?
Good, brother. What was going on here? What is going on here, sir? This is fascinating.
Well, so we're talking about PPP. That's the Paycheck Protection Program. This is where, under COVID, businesses were getting loans, generally forgivable loans that they don't have to pay back because of the money they lost during COVID. And, under Biden, a lot of the small guys didn't get this on the first round, so they opened up a new around for, the independent contractors, the sole proprietors. And it looks like if you can search by zip code, and I searched Braddock and parts of North Braddock, and up comes about three dozen people who have gotten the maximum as sole proprietors. So they're getting $20,833. Saying that they lost more than $100,000 worth of business last year because of COVID. And as their designated occupations, a lot of them put beauticians and barbers, okay? I checked the names against the licensing at the state, and none of these people are barbers or licensed cosmologists as required by law. And I went to a lot of these houses, these places, and, no sign of anybody cutting hair or doing any of the other myriad of things that they claim to do on their business statement.
In fact, you nailed it. You went to a guy's door. You went to a guy's door who's supposed to be a caterer, and you asked the father-in-law, is this a caterer? And she says she's a caterer, you said. And the guy says, go ahead.
He says she is. He says, not that I know of. Well, okay. Well, she lives with you.
And then you went to the door of folks who said they had salons, and you asked the same questions. They don't even cut hair, right?
Do they cut hair? No, they don't cut hair. There's a salon. There's one beauty salon in the town of Braddock, but there are about a dozen people, a dozen and a half people, that claim to be beauticians and barbers. And there's other things, landscapers, this kind of thing. So highly questionable. I took this to the chief, Guy Collins, and he started knocking on some doors. And he was also incredulous of what was going on. And, I haven't proved this, but... Collins, I said, do you think this is an organized thing? And he said, well, it has to be, somebody has to be, you know, filing these false claims for people, in his estimation. And he's been turning that over to the feds. Now, the feds throughout the country have busted fraud rings in different cities concerning PPP. And, you know, we're on the road to figure if that's what's going on here.
Well, Andy, you had, let's back up a bit. You had guys getting checks in jail, sir. Checks, right?
Well, that was the first. Yeah, that was our first investigation. Yeah, and that's the way that worked, and that's the way these fraud rings for PPP worked. In the jails, they had a guy on the outside, right? And he would file for pandemic unemployment assistance for the inmates in the jail. And then, you know, apparently he would take a kickback for that, right? And the inmates would get the balance of that. You know, they're not eligible for pandemic unemployment because you have to be looking for a job. And if you're in jail, you can't look for a job.
It's easy money. Is there a guarantee?
That started just in the Allegheny County Jail. We did it. Then it turned out, okay, it's at the Westmoreland Prison, and it's throughout the state, and it's throughout the country. It was massive, massive fraud.
Andy, what does it suggest about the system? Is it set up to make it too easy to get the money? And follow up, will people be going to jail for this, or are they just going to skate? Is it that hard to track down?
This shouldn't be very difficult. I mean, if you interview some of these people and say, how did this all come about? You know, part of the whole thing during this COVID relief is that the feds did try to make it easy because, you know, time was of the essence and they didn't want it to be too bureaucratic. But that, you know, even the Small Business Administration, which administers this program, concedes, hey, it's very vulnerable to fraud. The only thing that you need to do to get if you're an independent contractor, is file an application and file what's called a Schedule C tax return, which is a profit and loss thing that you filing that you would do with your taxes, and you're good to go. Now, apparently, you could do a Schedule C retroactively. I mean, I can do it for 2019, 2020, and just put in the paperwork and bingo, right?
KDK investigator Andy Sheehan, I love this stuff, brother. Hey, why did you pick Braddock? Were there other communities doing the same thing? How did you end up in Braddock?
I was tipped off to it.
Okay.
Go on the search engine for PPP.
Right.
And put in that zip code. And you put in that zip code and you know, three dozen in that tiny borough. Three dozen people come up who have gotten the maximum $20K in pandemic in PPP and all claim to be.
Could it be endemic, though, in other communities, what I'm trying to get to? Could it be?
Well,
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they busted this all over. If you look at various zip codes, you know, I would have to do my due diligence.
Yeah.
Figure it out, but like at first blush, you see a lot of these loans going out for barbers and beauticians, for one thing.
Man, Andy Sheehan, you're my brother, man. Great work. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Marty.
Man, where's it end? No, seriously. I mean, if this is one zip code, where does it end? And will people go to jail? My close friend Jeff Cohen. It was not that easy. The bank asked a ton of questions. He's right. I've seen it. It's intense how they drill down. Didn't drill down far enough, my man. In these cases, in a community with one beautician, 12 people have salons and got the money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Amazing stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.